So students, this is Father Terry. Father Terry is a Franciscan friar, a Capuchin friar. He is with three of his fellow Franciscan friars. They are here for the retreat for the youth this weekend. And I've decided I'm going to ask a special grace of God during this Mass that one day I can grow a beard like Father Terry. So students, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints today. If someone came up to you and asked, and they said, how do I become a saint? What would you say to them? What would you tell them to do if they want to become holy? Uh-oh, I might have a problem with the costume. Andrew. To be true to God? Roxy. To practice the virtues, to live a virtuous life? Julianne. To receive the sacraments, to receive Holy Communion, the sacrament of confession as often as possible. Kieran? To receive the Eucharist. James? To will it, to desire. I want to become a saint. Alfonso? To go to Mass, and to go to Mass as often as you can. Ethan? To avoid sin. Right, to distance ourselves from sin as much as possible. Clay? To pray, to live a life of prayer. Giorgio. To become as close as you can to our Blessed Mother Mary. So many of the saints developed a devotion to our Blessed Mother because she is the queen of all the saints. I want to go back to who said to will it. Every single saint who became a saint, they made the decision, I am going to become a saint. Because no one can become a saint unless they start with that. I look at someone like St. Ignatius of Loyola. He was reading about St. Francis of Assisi and about St. Dominic. And he said, gosh, if Francis did it, and if Dominic did it, why not me? Or I think of St. Therese of Lisieux. When she got to the Carmelite monastery and she made her first confession, she said to the confessor, she said, I want to become as great of a saint as St. Teresa of Avila. When Maximilian Kolbe, when they found his journal after he died, his journal from when he was just a seminarian, they looked and the first line said, I want to become a saint. Students, I want to share with you a little bit about a man who is on his way to being canonized. He was the first man born in the United States to be declared venerable. His name is Father Solanus Casey. Actually, he's a member, he's a Franciscan friar, a Capuchin, so it fits in very well. He had a beard just like Father Terry. So Father Solanus Casey, when he was a young boy, he was working as a bricklayer. And one summer, as he's working with this group of men, one of them falls into a pit that's full of water, and the man can't swim. And he sees that he's starting to drown, so his name wasn't Father Solanus at this time, but he jumps into the water to try to save the man. And the man is flailing all around, and he's so afraid that Father Solanus, the young future Father Solanus, starts to drown with him. And all of a sudden he thinks, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? There's no chance. And he has the scapular that his mom had recently given him hanging around his neck. And so he just reaches for the scapular and calls upon Our Lady. And all of a sudden, he felt these invisible hands lifting them out of the pit. So he developed a great relationship with our Mother Mary. Years later, he enters a diocesan seminary. He wants to become a diocesan priest. But he wasn't a very good student. And he was failing some of his classes. And at the end of the year, they said, you know what, I'm sorry, we think you're a good candidate, you're a holy young man, but we don't think this is the place for you. And so he goes, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with my life? This is where I thought God was calling me. So he decides to make a novena to our Blessed Mother. And he starts this novena, and he asks Our Lady, show me the way. Let me know what I'm supposed to do. So he makes this novena. And on the ninth day, he's kneeling in the church in front of a statue of Our Lady. And he finishes the last prayer, and he hears the words in his heart, go to Detroit. Now, most people, if they heard those words, they'd be afraid. They'd think, oh my gosh, go to Detroit? He knew what it meant. That's where the Capuchin seminary and monastery was. Our Lady was telling him, you are called to be a Franciscan priest. Now, I don't have a chance to say too much more, but he became a great miracle worker. But because he wasn't a very good student, they thought, we can't give him much to do. He wasn't allowed to preach. He wasn't allowed to hear confessions. They made him the doorman. That when people would come to the monastery, he would open the door, he would greet them, and he would lead them wherever they were supposed to go. Well, little by little, people would come to the door, and they'd start up conversations with him, and they would say, you know, Father, would you pray for this, or would you pray for that? And miracles started happening. And I want to share with you just real quickly, too. One lady came, and she started to cry, and she said, Father, I've just been diagnosed with cancer. I don't know what I should do. And he looked at her, and he said, for God to cure cancer, it's just like God curing a toothache. And he reached out his hands and he prayed over her. 50 years later, that woman told the story because she never went back to the doctor. And my favorite though, a lady one day, she comes in and she's holding two ice cream cones. And she says, Father Solanus, I brought these for you. And he's kind of wondering why she had two, right? He's just one man. And he says, okay, well, all of a sudden there was an interruption. And he goes, I'm going to have to save these for later. And he brings them to his office, and he opens the door to his desk, and he puts the ice cream cones in there. Closes the door, and he goes off. Well, he comes back a little while later, and one of his other friars comes in. And he comes back, and he just went to the dentist. And he thought he was going to have a lot of cavities. He comes back and says, guess what? No cavities. And Father Solanus says, we must celebrate. And he remembers the ice cream cones. And he opens up the drawer and he pulls them out. They're in perfect condition. They hadn't even melted. Wouldn't that be great if you became a saint who could work miracles with ice cream? So every single saint is unique because every single one of us was made by God in a unique way to show forth to the world a different aspect of His splendor. Every single one of us is called to manifest to the rest of the world something unique about the glory of God. But it starts with the decision. Lord, I too choose to become a saint. No matter how much I struggle or stumble from time to time, I will get up and start anew. And I close with this. If you remember a few weeks ago, I was reading about St. John Bosco. And a young boy who he helped to get off the street who had died appeared to him one day. And he asked, he said, what should I tell your loved ones? And he says, tell them this, to become friends with the saints in heaven. And so students, let us do the same. Every single one of you is dressed as a saint today. Let's become friends with the saints, that they will help us to become the saints that we are called to be.